flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You know, the Patriots situation, I mean, honestly, I don't have too much of a comment on that. You know, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Robin Glazer, you know, they're the decision makers there, who exactly does what and so forth. Mayo was handpicked by Robert, but in the end, the decision making is something that they'd have to comment on and identify. But, you know, they're the ones that are really, you know, making the calls there. And so it's, you know, they're the ones that should comment on that. I really don't know from the outside looking in. They haven't called me an ass, so I don't know.
Bill Belichick on the McAfee Show yesterday from his car.
Yeah, driving in his car with his kid, doing a little FaceTime, talking to McAfee, wearing the Carolina colors. Big announcement, Belichick's on Twitter now.
Oh, I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah.
And like,
that should be good.
Just as everybody's joining Twitter now. he's got some outrageous handle too. It's like Belichick_.
Anytime you got to go to an underscore, it's a bad sign.
Yeah. So they landed on Belichick_B.
What do you think his blue sky is?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, you want to keep it the same.
Yeah, you want uniformity there.
Yeah, that way you can make a nice graphic, have people follow you on all the social. Do like a link tree.
At Belichick B.
At Belichick_B.
I'm sorry, yes, underscore. I don't want to undersell that.
Because obviously...
He only has 18,000 followers.
What are you looking to see?
I don't know.
There?
I just figured he's a big enough name where people would be.
Yeah, Brady had like
Bill.
A ton. Like Brady was also a late add to Twitter.
Yeah.
And then remember he made a big deal out of it. I think didn't he show up on like April Fool's Day? Something corny.
Yes,
that Brady would
that
do.
Is right.
But Belichick, yeah. Do you want to know who Belichick's following on?
Sure.
Okay. Ian Rappaport.
Wow. That's actually he's following Ian Rappaport?
That's right.
He's like, when do they? I'm just following him until Mayo gets fired.
He's following Fox Sports NFL.
Okay.
Good follow there.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter.
Both of them.
He's following the NFL. I thought he was leaving the NFL.
Yeah, me too.
Field Yates.
Okay. That's all of the shockingly media people he's following is actually very telling.
NFL
about where stories come from over the years.
NFL Network.
Okay.
Jordan Hudson.
That makes sense.
He followed Yates before he followed Jordan Hudson.
He's looking for thirst traps.
That makes sense. He's like, let me make sure I get at NFL and NFL Network before I get my 20-year-old girlfriend.
Just fantasy football advice.
Yeah, I don't even know who to start, who to sit. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll follow my girlfriend. UNC football.
If you went through my timeline, though, and who I followed before you got to my
just
wife, it
knockers.
Would be.
Yeah,
just
people with big knockers. Just butt models.
I definitely followed Schefter before my wife is my point. But
do
yeah,
you remember
some butt models? I'm sure those are in there. Yeah.
Do you remember? I'm not going to say who it was.
Oh, I already know what you're going to say.
There was an older gentleman that we worked with at another place, and
didn't realize you could see their followers.
Yeah.
Who they were following.
Correct.
Yeah.
Somebody had to tell him, like, you know that that's public.
That's public information that you're following.
It was like butt of the day.
Triple X blonde bimbos.
Yeah. Some of it was more aggressive.
Before you even said it, I knew exactly what you were talking about. But yes, I do recall.
He follows UNC football. He follows Pat McAfee. He follows Andrew Blaylock, who is the assistant director of player personnel at North Carolina.
Yeah.
Joe O'Neill. I don't know that guy.
Me neither.
Corey Giddings. He's a draft scout for UNC.
Oh, good.
Michael Lombardi.
Of course.
Freddie Kitchens. So Freddie Kitchens
was another UNC employee.
Yeah. So he was the interim coach when they fired Mac Brown last year. He's also the run game coordinator and tight ends coach.
Ooh.
So he was an NFL head coach like 4 years ago.
He got 1 year just like Mayo.
And now he's a run game coordinator at North Carolina.
This is Mayo's future.
Yeah.
He's coaching with his kid, though. I think Freddie Kitchens' kid is also on the UNC staff.
What? Freddie Kitchens' kid?
Yeah.
Really? Xavion Griffin Hayes.
Yep.
Five-star recruit.
Oh, well, Bill's playing the game.
That's part of the thing right there.
That's smart.
Gavin Waddell, three-star recruit. I wouldn't waste a follow on a three-star recruit.
Yeah, it's probably an unfollow.
You're not sending the house on that kid. No.
And Kamori House, who I think plays for North Carolina.
Okay.
What a weird list. So anyway, Bill Belichick on Twitter.
Bill's on Twitter, and he's taking a victory lap on the Patriots.
He also mentioned Robin Glazer.
Surprised to see me here?
We are.
Well, I am, too.
Yeah, not as good of an acting job as Jerry Jones. But
oh, wait till we get to Jerry Jones.
But
guy's going to win a Golden Globe next year.
He mentions Robin Glazer because he's bitter. Robert John.
Yeah, they're the decision makers up there.
And Robin Glazer.
Yeah.
So anybody who discounts that name, Bill just said it. And maybe he said it mockingly, but Bill just said it.
Still put it out there.
She is involved, and you can scoff at it if you want, but she is. Can Bill really take a victory lap on Jerod Mayo when he's the head coach at North Carolina?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I mean, he's trying to.
He was so bad, he had the same record as you. Like, they both went 4-13.
And it's all your crappy players.
Right. It's part of the
problem.
That's
a weird victory lap. I mean, I get why he's trying to do it. He's bitter,
but
that's all it is.
So I think he can, and it's because, you know, Mayo was walking around last year like he was the cock of the walk because he was taking over the job. Kraft was so excited about it. Kraft was like, oh, I hired this guy 5 years ago. You know, when Bill Belichick just won a Super Bowl. And the smile on Kraft and Mayo's face at the intro presser.
Oh, yeah.
And after week one and how they really thought it was going to work. And then it didn't. So even though, again, Bill's record in 2023 is the exact same as Mayo's, he could be like, yeah, how'd that work out for you? You hired me, I was there for 20 years. You hired this guy, he's there for less than 20 games.
You guys both won 4 games.
Yeah.
It was all your crappy players. You are now effectively banished from the NFL. Nobody wants you. And you're coaching at UNC. And you're trying to take a victory lap. I get it. You're right. He's got a personal thing with Jerod Mayo. I know there's still a lot of Bills supporters out there. And that's part of Kraft's unpopularity. I disagree with that part. Like, they should have fired Bill. Kraft is also unpopular because he slandered Bill on the way out the door. So he's trying to get even. It's a weird flex when you have to follow 3-star recruits on social media.
Hopefully you get them.
it's a weird game to be playing,
is
all I would say. But that's Bill's 2 cents on Jerod Mayo getting fired. It sounds to me like the Patriots have 2 real candidates. And by the way, only one has agreed to take an interview. Vrabel hasn't agreed to take an interview with the Pats yet, right?
Because you did it weeks ago.
Well, true. Have they even requested it? I guess I don't even know if the Patriots have requested an interview. I don't think so.
Well, it's interesting to me that
they've requested an interview, and Ben Johnson will take an interview. I don't think they've requested anything
else. I don't think they technically need to because he's not on the staff. So he can just show up whenever he wants.
So that's already happened. Keith is right.
Yeah.
They don't need to request an interview because it happened a year ago.
Yeah.
When he was brought into the Patriots.
They were Davio's 2 months ago.
But I think there's 2 real candidates for the Pats, I think. Is that enough? Should they do a larger search? Or are they just, they're one of the top jobs? There are 2 candidates they want. They know they're going to get one of them. There's no point in doing a real search. Let's get into that. Because there's one giant name out there in coaching, Kevin O'Connell, that reportedly is available. Are the Patriots going to do their due diligence? Or is it just a sham operation and Vrabel's got the job in his back pocket already? 617-779-7937. How would you feel about that? We'll get to it next.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.